The other day I was well and truly in the marital doghouse. Again. It all came about so innocently as it usually does. I had been cleaning the patio slabs, scrubbing them as hard as I knew how, and when I finished, I as usual threw the water onto the lawn in order to water the grass. Job done. Brownie points in the bank. However, as the weeks passed, I began to notice the grass where I had thrown the water beginning to dry up and disappear. Of course, I wasn't the only one to notice, for so had she, who must be obeyed, also noticed. Then began the painful inquest as to why this phenomenon was taking place in a lawn that had been so green and flourishing. It was traced back to my cleaning the patio. When I mentioned the cleaning material I had added to the water, which in turn had been thrown over the lawn. The bleach substance in the water, whilst excellent for cleaning patio slabs, had effectively killed off the grass, grass not being too amenable to cleansing materials. All of a sudden, my brownie points disappeared, and I have been in the doghouse since. I tried to reassure my wife that the resilient grass would self-propagate, but as the painful weeks passed, realized that this was just not going to happen. Eventually I had to give in and go to the enormous expense of buying some grass seed. This I duly spread over the offending area, and as I compose this broadcast material, I am happy to report that beautiful green shoots are bursting forth, and in due course the lawn will be restored to its pristine condition. As I have watched this process, it has provided a parable for me which I want to share with you. I watched the area of grass decay and waited and hoped that it would regenerate itself and return of its own accord to the nice green grass that had been lost. But no amount of waiting and wishing and speculating was going to make any difference. There needed to be a new planting, a new beginning, if things were going to be restored. The only way for that to happen was for new seed to be sown in the affected area. Once that was done, then there was hope for the future. The parable I saw told me that every human heart and mind has been affected to a lesser or greater degree by the problem of sin. Some are aware of this and try to do something from their own imagination to try to overcome the problem. However, the longer the problem remains, not dealt with effectively, the worse the problem becomes. The only remedy for the human heart is a new start. And how can this come about, you may ask? The Bible, the living word of the living God, is described as the good seed, which leads to eternal life. When this is sown in the human heart or mind, then there is the opportunity for it to bring forth fruit to life eternal. When Jesus told the parable of the sower, he illustrated this very point. He indicated that when the seed of the Word of God landed in the good soil of people's minds, it brought forth fruit of varying degrees to life eternal. This is why these daily broadcasts are sent out, with the hope that the Word of God will take root in your heart and bear fruit in the form of the forgiveness of sins and peace with God. What a loss it would be to each of us if, having heard these broadcasts containing messages from the Word of God, we were to dismiss this life-giving message and pay the eternal consequences. The Bible asks the question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Today, the good seed of the Word of God is waiting to find a resting place in your heart and life. Will you pay attention and respond to it, and experience the new beginning that Jesus promises and is able to provide? So the thought for today is, will you encourage the Word of God to dwell richly in your soul, and trust the one of whom it speaks?